Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, good evening, everyone. It's so great to have you here. My beautiful co-host and producer, Nicole, will be joining us shortly, I hope. She's stuck in traffic. Those of you who live on Long Island know that's nothing new, and we want to make sure she travels safe. So I said, please, travel safe and get here when you can. So we did have someone last week that Nicole had promised to be brought back on the show, and I'm pretty sure her name was Marie. And we promised that she's been pressing to talk to us for the last few weeks, so I wanted to make sure we got her in tonight. Her last four digits of her phone number are 8683. So I'm going to put you live and on the air. Hello, you're live and on the air. Hello, are you there? Hello, I'm going to see if
Hello,
I can
I'm
get
here.
Her.
Yep.
Okay,
I'm here.
Good.
It said unmuted after you were talking. How
oh,
you
my
doing?
Goodness. Good. It's so funny because it's a little temperamental blog talk. You know, it kind of does its own thing. And I'm not sure if it's made worse by my psychic abilities because I tend to screw up electronics. So
you know what? So do I.
That's why Nicole usually presses all the buttons so that it doesn't do the funky things that I make it do. So, it was funny when I was in London last year with my husband, I couldn't swipe the credit card and make it work. And all the people are like looking, yelling at me, what's the matter with you? Mm-hmm. I kept doing it, wouldn't do it, swiping it. And finally my husband had to come back and do it for me because it just wouldn't go. I'm like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It just doesn't like me, Well, we're so glad you called in.
That's
so where
so
are you,
funny.
Can you tell our listeners your name and where you're calling in from?
Well, you said Marie. That's my middle name. I hope that's okay.
Okay,
I did email
sure.
you, though. And I am from New York State, the great state of New York.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, and I just... Yeah, it's not bad. It's not great, though. No, it's all right. Really quickly to tie into what you were saying, there have been times, a few times, when I've been trying to do something, and I can tell my energy is so just, I don't know, just almost overwhelming to me. An electronic wouldn't work. And I said, one time I said to somebody, I'm going to leave the room, and then you go ahead and do it. It worked for them after me trying for like 20 minutes, finally having to call them over. It worked. And then another time, same people, one of them, they pointed me out of the room. They're like, you go, we'll get this to work, because my energy was so strong that I don't know if it was on the computer, it was something I was doing. And it was nothing like something I didn't know. Like, oh, I can't figure this out. It was more like, I know how to do this, and it's not working for me. So I left the room, and lo and behold. So, yeah, the next time when it happened, they pointed, like, get out of here. Then you can come back in as soon as we get it. Yep.
Right, it happens when I go to the doctors. Things that normally work, they can't make work. And I don't want to tell them, but I know what's going on. It's like, boy, this never happens.
Exactly.
And I'm like, acting like it's not me. I didn't touch anything. I'm away from it. And it's so funny because my husband, we watch TV for hours, and I'll go down to, like, finally sit down. It's 11:30, and I've got, and all of a sudden the cable won't work, like, when I'm there. I'm like, oh, really? You know, so.
Sorry.
Psychic ability, we can screw up your electronics. So sorry, we don't do it on purpose. And just to let you know, Nicole is here. Thank you.
I'm glad she got there safe.
Got here safe. So you must be have something on your mind that you're calling into our show. Is there something you need to know about? Or
Kind of just whatever at this point, whether it's work, love, my backyard, my cat. No, anything you get, just surrounding anything.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, first of all, you know, this, you have an unusual alignment of cards. When is your birthday? Just the month and the day?
October 12th.
Okay. Because you have the Ace of Cups and the Ace of Swords, which indicates in your birthday year, which kind of began in October, the universe would like for you to have love and strength and pretty much when you have the Ace of Cups next to the Ace of Swords, it's like the universe wants to bring you this stuff, but you almost have to, you know, cut through anything that's stopping your life from moving forward so the universe can begin to push you forward a little more. You have a lot of, I got the High Priestess card too, which would have told me you had your psychic abilities, and Spirit wants you to work on that because across from that, I got the Magician. So those are the psychic cards. So are you working on your psychic abilities here? Because I think that's really what they want more than anything from you.
Well, what it is, I used to read for people, and I had a pretty good clientele base. And as time went on, and I did it for so many years, I am clairvoyant. I read the cards. Well, I did. And as time went on, I fight with myself on this because I am very, I don't like the word religious, but faith-filled. And it's kind of almost like the angel and the devil fighting back and forth. And I said, okay, I'm going to let this go. And whatever God wants me to know, he'll put in my head. And whatever I'm not meant to look into, then I'm just going to leave it. So that was more my decision to stop. Because I feel like with my face, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing it or not. So I just leave it to him.
Okay, but, you know, they would still want you to open up that vortex a little bit to hear the messages that are meant for you. You know, some of the ones that are just, you know, sometimes spirit is really on your side, okay? You don't have any bad cards, you know, like, you know, it looks like you're a little bit of a worrier. Do you find yourself worrying sometimes? Because it's out of proportion for what your cards have. You know, your cards are really actually very good. There's nothing wrong, you know, there's nothing bad in your cards. Everything looks like it should go your way. So just a little bit the battling cards could be actually what you were talking about, battling some of your psychic gifts with, you know, how did it reconcile with your faith? It can be tricky. For sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing bad. The universe would like to bring you maybe some love into your life this year if you would like a soulmate relationship. That could be here. I mean, it's kind of there's nothing bad in your cards. It's like almost like, what do you want, Marie? Is there something you want to throw out there to the universe that you would like?
A reconnection with someone from my past and something to do with work that just, I don't know, hopefully something positive coming with work, maybe a new position or something like that. It doesn't have to be like manager. It doesn't have to be making $1 million. You know, I'm not looking for, oh, this would be great if I had all of this. Just something a little more for me, I guess.
Right, and that's very doable for you. Okay, that's doable. The person from the past, I know you've called in and asked about him in the past. I get the cards on him every time you read cards. I get the Four of Cups where, you know, it's love, but he kind of turns his back on it. And then I get the Five of Swords, a man that doesn't always play fair. So he looks like, things are with him the way they are, almost like the spirit would like to bring you somebody else if you'd be willing for to have that.
I've always been willing. I mean, not always, but for so many years I have been willing. Like, oh, sure, I'm glad to meet somebody. I'm glad to, you know, I love a date. And I can't even get a date. And, I mean, I go out with great energy. I draw, you know, So I don't seem to draw guys to me, but I'm not closed off. So I would love to meet somebody. And don't get me wrong, he's not like, oh, him or nothing. He's not the end-all, be-all. But I would like to meet somebody, and nobody has come in any which way, even for a date. And I'm thinking, I dress nice when I go out. I look really good. I mean, I get complimented. You know, I'm an attractive woman. I'm not a beauty queen from a magazine, as I say, but I'm an attractive woman, and I go out with great energy, and I can't even get a freaking date. I don't know.
Well, we're going to work on that. Let's throw that into it. You got the world card, which is pretty much, if you're familiar with the right away, it's a naked woman. So, you know, you know, just with your, you know, when you said, you're good looking. This is a card, like with, you know, your beautiful body and your soul. Let's just let love come your way, because I think, you know, let's just bring in alignment, the person who's going to be, you know, there for you. You're kind of, because you're due for it. It would be nice. It's a little bit of a problem, and I don't think it's you. Somehow the universe has forgotten. People have forgotten how to flirt. Or, I mean, maybe it's because of the hashtag Me Too. Maybe they're afraid, you know, how people respond. But it almost seems like people don't know how to just meet people, or like they don't go up to talk to people anymore the way they used to.
Yeah.
So I think we need to work on that. And it's not, you know, it has nothing to do with someone's age. You could be 20, you could be 80. It's the same story.
Right.
You know, and I don't think it's you. I really do think it's a problem. And I ask my clients, they go, oh, no, I'm too shy to go up to somebody or whatever. I'm like, well, you know, let's change that energy. Like, we always have an expression here, you don't need a prenup to get a cup of coffee. You don't need a prenup to go up and say,
right,
hello, everybody. Okay? Let's
exactly.
Even take it a notch lower than you might even ask him to have a cup of coffee. We're saying talk to the peer person, talk to people, because it's really, you know, going to be impossible for people to meet. And I think it's because it's become this artificial way of let's meet, you know, in secretive, while I'm in my home online, you know, on a dating app, something like that. And people have lost the art of, you know, flirting, meeting, talking, interacting.
Yeah.
So let's throw you and I, the two psychics that could, you know, blow up the world if we touch something wrong. Let's just say, let's make a little revolution of people getting out there and talking. So I'm going to give everyone an assignment out there. If you're single, I want you to go somewhere this week and talk to a stranger. I know we used to be told, don't talk to strangers. Okay, use your gut before you talk to strangers. But when you're going to be talking to strangers all the time, online dating and chat rooms and whatever you're doing. So how about an in-person talk with people? Because it's not you. Because I see in the cards, you know, you're open, you're loving, and you know, let's just get your beauty, get out there, and let's have people talk. And I'm glad you called in, because I think Spirit really wanted that said today, because it's long overdue and it seems to be a problem. I mean, when I ask people, I think, no, I'm not going to meet anyone going out. I just go online. I'll say, yeah, you've been doing that for 10 years. How's it worked? You know?
Right, like, exactly.
You know what I mean? If it worked, you wouldn't be still single if it works all the time. It does work for some people, but if it hasn't worked in 10 years, then maybe that's not your way of meeting somebody. So
right, and I don't want to do the online.
No, that's what I'm saying. So maybe other people are that's what I'm saying. You're not, you don't do that. So when you go out,
right,
and I love the way you say you put your pretty outfit on, you know, you look nice, you go out, you're putting on your, you know, your outside self, you know, you're ready to talk and mingle. And then we're dealing with all these people that, you know, only talk to people that are strangers with an internet between them, which is crazy.
Right. I agree.
So let's get back out. And I think it got worse from COVID, too, because people stayed alone, and now they forgot how to communicate. They forgot how to go out. You know, I remember when the first couple of times I went out after COVID and being locked up, I forgot certain things. I forgot, you know, certain things you do. Like when I got a really terrible, you know, sandwich made once, and I forgot, like, you could complain. Like, you could go back and say, and when I did go up and the person said, what do you want me to do about it? I was so taken aback by that behavior that I didn't do anything about it. Like, I forgot that you go to a manager or you ask somebody else.
Right.
Like, I think it's happened to people, they've forgotten their social graces or how you interact with people. So I think we need to go back a little bit to basics here, you know,
yes.
And even people don't shop anymore. They buy everything online. They're not even used to interacting with a salesperson or in the bank. They've almost forgotten, you know, you used to chit chat with the banker, you used to chit chat with the cashier. If you're not going out at all, you really have lost the art of casual conversation with people that you used to do kind of naturally. So we need a little bit of that going back to that, you know, and I think Marie agrees with that, correct?
Oh, I could not agree more. I absolutely could not agree more. I think going back to when everything went automated, one, you're talking to a computer, press one, press two, you get to the next menu, press one. Where's that interaction? Well, very far and little. And then computer, everybody's hiding behind a computer. Two, COVID put a damper on that, meeting people as well. There's something. And maybe because of certain, you know, laws that they put into place, people are afraid. So, you know, I mean, so, yeah,
well,
there's a few things
that
have.
Beautifully. You summed it up beautifully. It's a combination of all those things that are sort of getting in way of people meeting in a natural way. So, Nicole, we're going to change the slogan. Not only that you don't need a prenup to get a cup of coffee, you don't need a prenup to say hello to somebody. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. Just smile, say hello, talk, you know, and it's definitely a lost art. Well, I'm so glad you called back, and we're going to try to get some other listeners tonight. You really are amazing because you zoomed on something that Spirit's been kind of hinting in my ear all week, but I couldn't kind of put my finger on it until you, you know, stimulated, oh, now I know what they were saying. Like, the people that are really open and out there and go out there and look their best and they're not meeting someone, there's a problem bigger than just you. Like, so don't take it personally, but
thank you.
We'll start a new campaign. You know?
All right.
Talk
I like that.
Talk to a stranger.
I like that. That is fantastic.
Well, enjoy your evening and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You too. And have a happy Easter if you celebrate it.
Oh, I do. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, she's always so interesting, Marie. I just love her. And I'm going to try to see if I can mute her. Nicole, maybe you're going to have to do that because, you know, I can't mute. I don't know why. Okay, there.
Okay,
I don't know why. I don't know why. Also, Andrew's very observant, okay? Like, because Andrew's sort of like my media person, helps me with everything, so... You know, because Facebook has made me, they call me like a digital creator. It's not, and so I try to make new content to keep the title. And so I've been doing memes and doing them. And it takes time. It's not easy. You know, you have to find an image. You have to figure out what you want to say in a short, concise way. So Andrew noticed that I've been doing a lot of them, which he's so observant. And then he said, you know, it's a lot of work for you, and I know you do it all by yourself, so... Why don't you ask your listeners or ask your clients, you know, if there's a quote in one of Cindy's books that you like and, you know, why don't you send it to her? And if you have a picture with it, it's great. If, you know, or if you just see an image that you like and maybe you want to send it my way because, you know, it helps me, to come up with some other creative ideas if someone else stimulates it. Like, for instance, Marie, she stimulated a discussion that probably needed to talk about, but it was kind of in the back of my mind all week, but I couldn't really formulate it until she talked. So, you know, with a little help from our friends, we get to do this stuff. So, you know, Nicole, if you see anything,
I will send it your way.
Or even if you just create something, a little doodle you have that you think, hey, what goes with this? You know,
you got it.
We'll do that because it really does help. And also, I'm going to ask my, you know, people that are on Facebook, please share some of the memes to other people, you know, because it helps to get them moving and circulating, going around. Because they're always positive things. I don't post negative things, but
let's get some more positive things going on Facebook. It's enough, man. Sometimes the whining, complaining on there is ridiculous. enough of those. You know what I mean? Enough
exactly.
of those.
Exactly. No more complaints.
Oh, Andrew said it works to algorithms. Yes, if you help.
Yes, it
like,
does.
Because if no one shares them, then they're kind of going nowhere. Okay?
Exactly.
So if you share them and Facebook sees them sharing more, then they share them more. It's like, for instance, you know, when they promoted, you know, through the Audible, Confessions of a Reluctant Lonely Psychic all last week, I told Andrew it's because of his beautiful cover, but I believe it's because I'm doing more content and then they see it and they promote something else because, you know, Audible is also owned by Amazon. So there's different things
yep.
that, you know, and Amazon, you know, goes through. I mean, maybe they're looking through the things that are there, the memes that whatever. So just if you share it, I would really appreciate that with your friends. So now we do have, and Nicole, by the way, how exhausted are you? You worked all day.
I did work all day.
Oh, my God. Are you tired, honey?
A little bit.
I know. I was almost going to tell you go home and take a nap, but I said, but I need you. I can't mute you.
No. It's all good. You know what? It's fine because, you know, I think last week, you know, I was talking about how, you know, I still wasn't fully back at work and things like that. And then this week on the spur of the moment, my boss gave me more days than he thought. Unfortunately, I was already in the sleep deficit because I thought I had the day off the next day, and then I didn't. But, yeah, I've been going since about 3:15, and it was a very, very rough day. They decided that they were going to rent a building and then said, okay, well, we don't like the building, so we're going to cover the building. So literally they rented a building just for us to cover it. It makes no sense whatsoever, but they're welcome to TV. And yeah, and then traffic was just murder on the way home as usual. But it's all good. And my wife is home today, so that's definitely a positive thing. She was away training for her new job since
last. Where did she go? She put some nice pictures up. Where was she? In Connecticut?
She was in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Oh, Wildwood, New
Jersey. So she was down at the
Jersey.
Yeah, she was. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, she was down at the Jersey Shore. So it was, you know, not like our usual Dirty Jersey type place. But, yeah, she was in Wildwood. Actually, not Wildwood. She was in Cape May. And, you know, she had a training there. So she left after I left on Monday. So, I mean, I saw her Sunday, and then I left at 4 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. She left at 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. And then I just saw her now when I walked through the door at 7 o'clock to get ready for our show.
Wow. Yeah, it's a long day.
So, very long day, but you know what? I'm happy that my wife is home. We're going to order out some food. I'm not going to cook. I'm going to do the radio show with you, and I'm going to shower, and then I'm going to let food be delivered, and then I'm going to have a very, very nice evening with my wife, so it's good.
Okay, that's what we like to hear, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. We like to hear that. We like you're going to – that's what we call Joyce therapy, and we're going to stress a little more joy therapy to people.
And luckily my wife brings me joy, so that's good. Some people's partners, they do not bring them joy.
Yeah, well, we're not having that.
Mine does.
We're not having that. And, you know, a little shout out to my husband. You know, I had this little thought today. You know, sometimes, you know, who knows why thoughts pop into our head. But I realize he's the one person in the universe, you know, who, in terms of an intimate relationship with a person, who has never intentionally or unintentionally hurt me. Like, that's a pretty big statement. We've been together 15 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time for someone to never have intentionally or unintentionally hurt you. And I thought, you know, that's just because that's who he is, you know, and we don't, and it's important, love relationship. Why do we hurt each other? When we're younger, we tend to do that to damage goods. We fight like we're fighting with our siblings or our parents, I don't know, our childhood issues or, but, you know, as time goes on, you know, I'm one of the relationship experts that don't believe you have to fight with your mate. You know, you could speak up, you can disagree, but you don't have to actually fight or get mean or ugly or do any of those things. So, you know, it's important. And this is when our beautiful Nicole just said, you know, she has this wonderful relationship with her wife. Those of you who don't know her 15 years ago when we started, like we're 16 years into the show now. Okay, like
I know.
16 years into a weekly show.
I was a baby.
16 years, you and I.
I was a baby.
And when I ask people about help us with the meme, help me promote this Grant Me a Higher Love philosophy here. I can't do it on my own. And I thought of you today when Andrew had said that to me. I said, well, Nicole came to me after reading Grant Me a Higher Love and said, how can I help promote this? And I said, well,
yep.
I have this idea about a radio show. You want to do it with me? And she said, yeah. So
yes.
That's how it happened. It happened, but 16 years ago, this has been going. So
yep.
Nicole's reward was definitely a higher love here.
Yep.
You know,
definitely.
God said, okay. And I'm not so sure she fully deserved it when it came, by the way, because if you remember when she came into your life, you were still kind of negative at first.
No, my wife was a douche when she first came into my life.
Oh, is that what it was?
That was her fault.
Okay.
That was her. Yeah. That one's on her. I'm not taking that one. That one's on her. No,
oh,
but, and then you and my friend Carol said, listen, this is the one. You just got to be patient. Like you wanted other people to be patient with you when it was your turn. And I said, okay. And I was patient. And then best decision I ever made. So, you know, because now,
aww,
you know, she's my wife. She's my best friend, you know, and I love her to pieces. So it's good.
Right. And I think one day, you know, we should really put Nicole, you know, put Nicole's beautiful wife on the air. Lisa, if you could see Lisa's energy, who's just incredible. She's an incredible energy that you just love her. And I mean, TJ adores the two of you, but, you know, she just gives everyone, like, you just want to be near Lisa, okay? Because,
yep,
you know, when you're with her, when you're out, everything's cool, everything's good. She's laid back. She doesn't look for trouble.
Exactly. Thank God. I've had enough trouble.
She doesn't look for drama, you know?
Nope.
We go out to dinner. It's relaxed. It's fun. You know, everybody puts their problems away for a few hours.
Yeah, we have a few left. We don't, there's no drama. There's no, you know, no bickering. It's nice, you know.
Oh,
you forget, you forget the world for a little while every time we're together.
Wow. And last night I watched a movie that Ray Levine and Sawyer Spielberg, they're friends that we know from the Hamptons, and they were in a movie called Mary Good Enough, and I finally got to watch it. It's a Christmas movie, but very, you know, about kind of a dysfunctional family. And, you know, the kids are, you know, it gets your age and really hard on the parents, and there's a line in it that really resonates with my generation. And the
mm-hmm.
daughter comes in and says to her mother and her mother's friend, like, what are you two laughing at? We're laughing because none of our children can stand us. And it was a line that resonates with my generation, because it's all I hear from my clients is how their kids can't stand them. They don't talk to them. They want to know them. And, you know, and it was supposed to be Christmas. And at first, no one could let go of their bickering for a while. And then they finally did to enjoy each other. It's like,
mm-hmm.
what happened to where people forgot? You meet for a family for a holiday. You put your differences
yeah.
aside. You enjoy a
yep.
dinner. Enjoy each other. I mean, I'm sure
yep.
growing up, my aunts and uncles probably had a lot of issues with each other. But at Christmas,
yep.
we never saw that. We never saw anything in Thanksgiving. We never saw anyone misbehave or,
mm-hmm.
you know, be unkind to each other. It just wasn't heard of. I mean, first of all, my grandparents were strong patriarchs. I'm sure that wouldn't have occurred. But it just seemed that they were able to put those differences aside and enjoy.
Yeah.
And that's something
yep.
that seems to be missing in right now in this culture, that people can't.
That's because everybody is too busy wanting to be offended.
I think so. And,
everybody's too busy wanting to be offended and wanting to be angry about something. So honestly, what people need to do is they need to figure out, okay, listen, if you have such a desire to want to be angry about some of the most trivial things, or you want to keep some things that are pretty much trivial, you know, and you want to just blow them up into proportions that just don't make any sense, then you need to figure out what you're really angry at, because I could guarantee you it's not the small little thing that's setting you off, and it's certainly not the mountain that you've made out of the molehill that's setting you off. There's something else going on there. Everybody needs to start looking on the inside to see what the hell that is, because too many people are like, I don't remember, and I don't know when we shifted our consciousness to forget about sticks and stones breaking our bones. Okay, like I really
right, exactly.
You know, like names will never hurt us. Duh. It's like, I'm offended, and what's going to happen? You're going to wake up the next morning. You're still going to have, you know, the same people in your life. Who cares what somebody said online? Like, you know, but that's what we occupy our times with, you know, and that's, it's really, really sad.
Right. And that's it. Like, you know, a little tougher skin. And also, like, just because someone says to me, you disagree, like, we have a friend of ours, a really nice man, and he has three sons, and none of them are talking to him. Over Thanksgiving, I don't know, something was said, and it wasn't big at all, but, like, no one's talking to anybody over it. And I'm like, really? I mean, that's crazy. So, you know, it has to stop, because it makes all of us feel like we have to walk on eggshells with people. And, you know, it's not necessary to do that. And especially my generation, believe it or not, we were kind of the tail end of the hippie era. The hippie era learned that, you know, don't censor what you say, tell it like it is. And now we have to put a gag in our mouth. It's like, it's really hard. Okay, because we were raised in families that we didn't talk about anything. I mean, maybe that's why they didn't fight on Christmas. They never talked about anything. But, you know, here, you know, we want to say something and we can't. So let's get a little tougher skin and let's bring back a sense of
humor. And also remember something, when you're dealing with like your family specifically, you know, there's no law that says you need to be friends with your family. You don't have to like each other. You know, you don't have to be friends with them. You don't even have to like them all the time. But just because you don't like somebody all the time doesn't mean that you can't have love for them, you know? And I think that people forget that too. Like, there are people in my family that, you know, when it comes to holidays and things like that, I'm like, oh God, they're going to be there, you know? But guess what? I get around them, and, you know, we're nice and we're cordial, and, you know, we have, you know, conversations or whatever. We have a couple laughs at the holidays, and then we know we're not going to see each other until the next holiday, you know? I mean, and that's fine. That's good enough for us. That works for us. But just because you don't like the person all the time, and just because you're not friends with that person, doesn't mean you can't have love for them, and it doesn't mean that you can't show love to them.
Exactly. You know, and just, you know, let's, like you said, get a little tougher skin, please. Because
please.
Comes so that if you have to censor everything you're saying, then there's really no conversation whatsoever going on. So let's see if we can get to Jennifer. And then I want you to, you know, maybe screen the 9717 number.
Yep. Okay. You got it. All right, so first we're going to go to Jennifer. Now, Jennifer called us probably about a year ago, and she has a lot going on family-wise right now. So, Cindy, she just wants, you know, your kind of vibe on, like, do you think things are going to work out? And, you know, what is your vibe on what's going on right now? All right, so here we go. Sticking in New York, and we're going to talk to Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. You are on the air.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good, Jennifer. So, what's been happening?
A lot of good things, but there's some crazy things going on, especially with my husband, and I wanted to call into you. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I usually call to see how my mom is doing.
I know. I remember whenever I think of you, I think of your mom because she always is around. And you had moved, right, and then trying to move back or something?
Yes.
Okay, so are we back here now?
A couple of years ago, I'm actually moving again next week, but close by.
Okay, and where are you moving to?
Oh, I'm still in Long Island. I'm just relocating to a different house.
Okay, good. So you've been doing a lot of moving. That's pretty stressful.
Yeah, I don't want to move anymore. But my husband is going through some things, and I wanted to see how you feel about it, if anything comes to you.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, the card I got on your husband is he does want to spend his life with you. You do know that, don't you?
Absolutely. I believe that 100%.
Okay. I mean, that's the given here. There's a lot of stress cards surrounding him. So, I'm not sure he handles stress the best. You know, it looks like there is a lot of stress here too, but you know, he has to find a better way of dealing with it. Have you discussed that with him?
All the time.
Because
he doesn't like to talk about things. He doesn't like to burden people.
I know. Well, he's an old soul. And old souls, you know, they're like one-man bands. They do want to handle everything, except it doesn't look like that's working well for him, okay? And, you know, now what about his job? There could be a change if he wanted it, his career. Has he thought about that at all?
Well, he's retired, but, you know, he does things here and there.
Okay, does he want to work a little bit? Because it looks like he needs a little more to do or something. You know, there's something here.
He definitely wants to work like part-time or something, possibly.
Because what your mom said is he's got to go to work, okay, a little bit. You know,
I love my mom.
I mean, she said, get him out of the house. You know what I mean? Like, and it's actually, it looks like he could make really pretty good money part-time. You know, it's not like he's got to kill himself here. But some people don't do well with that much downtime. You know, and I think
right.
he's one of them. You know, like you start to worry, what if this happens, what if that happens? Who's the person giving him a lot of trouble, though? There is one person that looks like they are giving him a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's his ex-wife.
Okay, that's what I thought, because the cards on her are not great. Okay, and she's, you know, remember I talked to you, my husband never intentionally hurt me or unintentionally. This woman is an intentional herder of people. She's a, you know, what we call probably an unfixable, manipulative, judgmental, not accountable. He's got to learn how to deal with her better. You know, I think God keeps her torturing him because he allows it. Almost. She wants to be in his head and make him crazy. Do you know that too?
Well, I've never met her, so I'm not sure.
Okay. And at this point, he's going to have to deal with that a little better. I got this soulmate card on you and him. Are you guys working on keeping your relationship soulmate?
Yes, definitely.
Good. And, you know, with him, you know, just he needs to get out there a little bit. You know, your mom likes him a lot. She just thinks he's, you know, he's got to maybe figure out what he's kind of young to be fully retired. How old is this man?
Yes, he's young. He's 49.
I mean, that's kind of young to kind of not work. You know, you can't, you know, sit and watch TV for 40 years, nor can it actually ages you in dog years to retire too young, unless you have a passion of some sort. Okay?
Right.
Some sort of, you know, so get him. He also has a father figure who passed. Do you know who that is, who's talking?
Yeah, his grandfather possibly?
Yeah, it is his grandfather. His grandfather's saying, you know what he needs. Can you make sure he gets out there and starts doing it, please? You know, because otherwise, I think, you know, it could affect your relationship in the future if he doesn't start just getting himself a little more, you know, involved. You know, it's nice when you first retire, just enjoy and take some time off, okay? It's good. But then it's time to figure it out. Do you have any suggestions for him, by the way, what he could do?
Yeah, I mean, I think he has some of his own suggestions. He just has to get to that point.
And
I think it's going to happen. Once we move and get settled, it'll come about, I think.
Right, and that'll make all the difference. I mean, it's really, you don't have any bad cards, really. It's just, you know, your mom wishes she were here to help you with the move. It's a little stressful, and she said, let this be the last move. You know,
yeah,
stay put.
I hope so, Mom.
Right, stay put. And, you know, there's a lot of happiness in these cards. Like, once you settle, it looks like you're going to be really happy with the move, by the way. It's a good move.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
You know what I mean? It's like, and your mom just gave me the rest in peace card because across from that she said, show me the card, which is the Ten of Cups, which is a husband and wife and happy children. Everybody's happy. You know, like she wants to see all that happen.
Do you see happiness for him too, or is it just us together?
Absolutely. 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 Again, he has to deal with some of the issues that he has.
But the question is how at times, you know? How?
Well,
you know, the big how.
Well, the way he's been dealing with it hasn't worked, so he's got to figure out another way around. You know, there are people that really do want to just get in our head and make us crazy. And sometimes we give them that permission. And, you know,
what if they're actually, like, doing things, like trying to actually, like, take things to, like, a higher level? that he can't control.
Yeah, it's a court case. Does he want to go to court? Did she want to take him back to court or anything?
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's what I see here, a court case. And
does it say what's going to happen?
Well, you know, she thinks she's right, but this is something he's going to probably have to fight, and it looks like, he'll turn out okay if he actually sticks with the facts, doesn't let
all
it make
right.
crazy.
Cindy.
It does show a court case.
Thank you,
like,
thank
I think
you.
He's going to have to go all the way to the court. You know what I mean? I know he doesn't
does
want
it
to.
Does it say her getting, like, what she deserves because she's not a good person?
In the laws of karma, yep. But if he doesn't fight her, I mean, he has to almost put his foot down. Like, he hasn't wanted to wage this battle, but there's a point where you have to, once and for all. And
well,
he
didn't want to do things at times because of his kids.
Of course not. Of course not, but he's a good to nice person, people pleaser, good to a fault. You know what I'm saying? Where there's a point where God puts us in a position, we're not our brother's keeper, not all relationships are meant to last forever, but sometimes we have to take the inner circle to court. And if they want to take us to court, we have to learn how to, stick with the righteous anger and the facts and kind of put the end to it once and for all.
That's what he kind of said, because she's been lying all these years and not
of course
good.
She has. And if he does, and if he doesn't do it, it's just going to drag on. But the outcome for him is very good. But he just has to not let her get in his head, make him sick all these weeks while he's waiting for things to happen, or months. Go to court, stick with the facts, and let the facts speak. She wants to
Thank
make him
Cindy.
Sick and upset and worried, so he'll just give in and give her the money or whatever she's asking for. Do you know what I mean? Like. And normally we do that, but he's given and given and given, and there's a point where enough is enough. And, Well, I'm glad you called in. Your mom said, don't worry, I'll help with that too. And his grandfather said, don't worry, I got this.
Oh, thank you, Cindy, so much. Thank you.
Good luck calling again. We always enjoy when you call in, by the way.
I'm going to call you back and let you know what happened. You guys are great. Have a great evening, and thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, we have Melissa. Yes, I love
yes.
Melissa. I knew that. I knew it was her. So tell us about her. I know her about it, but our listeners
okay,
do not know
so
Melissa.
Okay, so Melissa is a long-time client of yours, but this is her first time calling into our show. So she's read all of your books, Cindy. She is a big fan of your work, and she actually has two questions for you. The first one actually is right out of one of your books. So she was talking to me about the ladder of realization, and she wants to know, Cindy, is there a way that we could tell or ask, or is there just any way that we can kind of start out on a higher rung when we get to the other side? Aside from being a good person, what else can we do to start a little bit higher in the pecking order there? And her second question is actually not related to one of your books. She just has, she's very conflicted about a job change, and she just wants your opinion on that one because she values your opinion. So here we go, out to Melissa in beautiful Florida. Hello, Melissa, you are on the air.
Hi, my love. Cindy, I just want to tell you and everyone who's listening that the work you do is so transformative for so many people to make sense of broken childhoods and bad choices they may have made. You know, you shine such a light. What you do in sharing your gift is just, it's changing the world. It really is.
Oh, how sweet you are. And I have to tell you, Melissa makes the most beautiful jean jackets, designer ones, and she made me two of them. So I'm going to be the envy of everyone this spring and summer when I'm in the Hamptons showing off my beautiful creations. So she makes the world a more beautiful place as well. Now, you asked a very good question about the ladder of realization, and you're right. It's not – we can go up higher by learning –
Sure. It's not even like – I'm not looking for a better seat at the table. I'm just sort of saying like – how do I ask my angels or the other side, am I doing what I've been sent here to do? Because I want to do what I've come here to do or my time is wasted, right? So that's sort of what I'm saying about that.
Yes, and you have tried very hard to learn your karmic lessons, And, you know, life isn't easy. And, you know, we dealt a pretty lousy hand different times, and we have to learn how to deal with it. And you are doing that. You know, karmically, you know, you're a person that does try to make everyone's life better as you interact with them, as you deal with them. The most important thing, really, I think that spirit wants from people, you know, pretty much the spirit has told me over and over again, you know, the world sucked before you walked on it. It's going to suck after you leave. Do a little part to make your part of the world better. If everyone just made their little part of the world better, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. I mean, right now you're have a job that you don't love, but you do try to make it better for the people that work there, for the clients that come in. You know, even in your little part of the world, you're trying to make that better. That's pretty much all God would say, is make the world a little bit better. You know, don't throw bombs. You know, some people just want to make life harder for other people. You're the opposite. So you're really on that path. And just think about one thing you did today that maybe made someone's day better. Is there something you did today for someone?
Yes, definitely, yes.
Okay, and with nothing in it for you. There was nothing you didn't do it because you're going to get something out of that, right? It was just
right.
Those are the kinds of things that really, you know, even if we've made bad choices and we've done things that we could have done differently, and the whole point is if you know you should have done them differently, you're already forgiven of that because you've already learned, okay? But it balance some of those things will be the good deeds, the kindnesses that we extend to others with nothing really in return for us. We don't have to do that. We don't have to. Extend a kindness to someone. We don't, you know, you do that all day long. So building the good karma bank with that. You know, and the most important thing, and, you know, we have a lot of listeners, and I want all of my listeners today say a little prayer for Melissa that she gets, you know, a new job and one that will fulfill part of her mission here, you know, and part of, you know, what she wants to do. You know, right now the job is not fulfilling her. So now have you been, you know, you just were reading Confessions of a Reluctant Lion Psychic. Did you feel like any of your psychic abilities were opening up through that? Was anything starting to ding in your head?
I mean, I think I'm getting a little more dreams and hits in my dreams, but just every page of it so resonated with me. You know, from struggling out of a childhood, taking full into my adulthood to realize it was never my fault. I never did anything wrong to deserve any of it. Every page of your book resonated with me. And I'm sure it's so universal for so many people. That's why they relate to you.
And what the whole thing with Spirit when I was writing the book said, you have to let people believe no matter what they're struggling with, there is a light guiding them. There is Spirit there. There are lessons to learn. The universe isn't just torturous to torturous, although there are people, sadly, that we encounter and that were born into families like that, that do want to torture us for whatever reason, okay? And we have to learn, like you said, it's not about me. Some people are born into dysfunction to end it. It helps us understand people better. So all of that, the whole, you know, essence of the book is we also have gifts that we can keep discovering, you know, things that we don't know that we have, whether it's psychic gifts, creative gifts, keep letting those, you know, heal you. You know, it is those gifts that help heal us all along. But really, Spirit's there. And what it's supposed to be is give someone like a, okay, psychology is the study of the soul. That book is meant to heal your soul, not so much your mind, but just the soul. Like, yes, the soul's there, you know, it went through a lot. And what keeps people really from being neurotic is to really do the real suffering of life, by the way. You know, it's not pleasant, but you'd be surprised how much less neurotic you get when you've done real suffering. It takes a real lot to get you unglued at that point, you know. So those are the gifts in it. And, you know, when you call into the radio show, there's kind of a vortex wide open. Throw into that vortex what you want to manifest. Put it in like a sentence, clear, concise.
Just a rewarding, fulfilling job. in every sense of the word, abundance all around, people, quality, financial, companionship, camaraderie, learning, growth. I want an abundance of all of that in a workplace.
Right, and that's exactly what work should feel for most people, by the way. It should feel meaningful in doing it. And again, wherever we are, you know, God does really love when we do our job to the best of our ability, even if it's not what we want to be doing at the moment. Do you know what I mean? We just, we're honoring the work. We're also honoring the people we interact with. I remember when I got out of college back in 1975, there really weren't jobs, okay, let alone for a theater major. I mean, there were no jobs. It was like now, you know, in terms of, I mean, literally you have to walk the streets to get a waitress job and be happy you got one. And, you know, it would be, it wasn't what I wanted to do, but I made sure when I did that job, you know, maybe I realized people, maybe it's the first time they've all day they had to sit down and maybe have a meal or talk with their family members. I always felt like it was kind of an honor to make that experience a little better. Okay. And, you know, it gave me pleasure to see them happy. Like I could have been there miserable, like this, you know, this is below me. I shouldn't be doing this. Why am I doing it? But for some reason, even young at 21, I knew, okay, just be nice. Smile at these people, make their day better. You know, and that's the kind of attitude that I think that this universe really likes. And you bring that to your job. You bring it wherever you go. And, you know, that's who you are. And, you know, every time I shuffle your cards, it's the first time I've really seen the Wheel of Fortune spinning. I've seen the world in your cards, which is a good 5 years. But the Wheel of Fortune is a really good card when it's the first card that you pull. It's like the universe wants to bring you in the next 5 years all the abundance that you deserve. And, you know, just keep being you. And, you know, even, you know, those acts of kindness that you do, do they help you feel better too when you just help somebody?
Yeah,
I know it helps me.
Of course, it always feels better than walking around being miserable, of course, you know. But I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready to really see the physical form of what I want to manifest. And my husband is here with me now, and he doesn't really do this kind of work, but he knows I do. And he's also in the middle of making a job change with a new partnership, and I wanted to ask about him as well.
Well, for him, the universe wants to reward him, you know, because he's a very hard worker. You know, there's a card that's interesting that I pulled when you asked him. It's the Ten of Pentacles, and it shows, you know, a husband and wife surrounded by money. And it has this sort of old wise guy standing in the background, you know, all the family members in the past, all our ancestors helping us. And, you know, in your bloodline, you know, there's pretty big money people, you know. So you want that, some of that to manifest for you. But for him, he has really good cards on this new endeavor, by the way. So I think he's just anxious to have it start, isn't he?
I think so. I think he's, you know, he's excited. And this is a really creative time for him, the beginning of any business, because he really puts it all together. So this is where he gets to sort of come back to life and really be invigorated by it. So it makes me happy to see that he feels fulfilled now.
Right. And for you, I got the High Priestess card. You working a little more on, you know, opening your own soul and your own, that vortex. It's interesting as it opens up, too, because with that comes some sense of peace, which I think you want, that inner peace that finally comes.
Yeah.
You know, beyond all the struggles of life. And, you know, I always try to tell people also, you know, there's a point when we have to learn to put our childhood struggles as if it's happened in a past life, because if you've healed them, it doesn't hurt anymore. It doesn't resonate. It's there for you to help people if they need it, because if you've healed it, you can help someone. But it doesn't resonate the same way anymore, you know. And that's why even after a while, talk therapy can be harmful if you keep talking the story over and over again. I call it like, you know, if you have a scab, you can't keep picking at it. You know what I mean? You have to, like, leave it alone. You'll have a scar that'll form that will remind you of what happened, but you don't have to have this raw thing all the time. And
that's what I think therapy does. It makes you rehash something, and you stay stuck there when you keep rehashing it all the time.
That's exactly. And again, there is a, once you've, you do have to talk about it, but it's amazing. If you talk about the worst thing that's ever happened in your life, just sharing it with one human being, that's what talk therapy used to be. Behind closed doors, right. You told a stranger, you know, a secret you couldn't tell anyone. Not that the therapist said a damn thing, but you walked out feeling a lot lighter. But once you've mm-hmm. talked it and kind of learned the karmic lessons or learned what you needed to learn and maybe come to a place where you forgive people, not their actions, because certain people's actions are not forgivable, you come to a place of peace, and then you could move forward. Because otherwise mm-hmm. we stay stuck in all that childhood trauma, all those unhealed issues, and they really are disempowering. Because then God has to keep putting in our alignment, you know, a boss that's like our mother, or a boss that's like our father, or, you know, if we had a bully sibling, you know, it's like that. Once we mm-hmm. learn those lessons, we don't keep getting those lessons. So if anyone has still some issues to heal and who doesn't, you know, about childhood or, you know, a past relationship or something that's kind of haunting you, talk it out, get it over with, and then, you know, put it in a past life. And again, it's not denial. Denial is different. That means denial is people that never dealt with it, okay? Mm-hmm. You're people that just never deal with it. That, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. It's more you've done your homework, you've done your inner work, let it go. Because, you know, to forgive when Jesus looked there is meant to untie, to cut out, to, you know, break away from it. So that's what I think we all need to strive for. And Melissa, there's nothing bad in your cards. Again, this is your... This is God wants to bring you great abundance, you know, and you just want it now, right? Like, bring
yep.
it now.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. She's ready. Bring it. And, you know, you are just a joy onto the world, too, wherever you go. And, you know, I'm so glad you called into our show, and I was so happy when you were reading the book. You know, when you sent me that, you said,
I love
it. It made my day. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I love
you.
It.
Well, we're
it's
almost at the end of our show. And you know what? What happens is when you read any kind of, like, books that are meant to help heal, they sort of go into your subconscious mind. And once it goes into the subconscious mind, it could heal any residual things that are, like, still left there that maybe need a little, let's shake it out and get rid of it.
Yep, I love it. It's, I'm telling you, every page resonates for me. It really, it's such a gift.
And also, it's interesting because you know me. So there's a part of it where
yep.
it probably feels like you're talking to me, I hope, like you have a friend there.
Oh, totally.
You know,
I can hear your voice as I'm reading it. I hear your voice in my head.
See, I think it's probably more interesting when you know the person. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You know, then
it's a gift. It's, you know, that you're willing to share this private journey of yours with everybody. It's such a gift to the world, Cindy. It really is.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're at our end of our show, so we're going to say goodbye
okay.
to Melissa, and we'll speak soon, Melissa. We always do.
Thank you.
Have a great
love,
week. Love. Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay. I think Karen wants to say something. So if we just, I'm going to pick her up quick. Karen, we got like
yeah.
a minute. Anything you need to say?
Yeah, I just want to say hi. And tomorrow's my son's birthday. He's 21. So I just want to call in quick and see how everything was there. But I know it's quick. So I just want to tell you. It's
wow. Happy
my
21.
21,
my God.
I know. He's
I got
Whoa.
The best card for him. I got a card of a man who at the end of his life, a million years from now, he's going to have accomplished everything he wanted in this whole world. Okay, that's the Two of Wands. I mean, that's the best card you could get on someone who's, because 21 now, he's clearly a man. He's there. He's legal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
And we took
wow.
him to dinner. Mom took him to dinner, so we just had dinner. So that was really nice. And Mom went out, and she was excited to be with him. You know, he brings her joy.
Oh, well, he is a source of joy. And no, he's got really good cards. He's got a really good 5-year period opening up. He got the Chariot. So pretty much what
nice.
He wants is going to start manifesting. What year in college is he now?
He's almost done with the associates. So he'll be done by the summer, and hopefully he'll get called for sanitation. He's on the list, so he's pretty high on that. That's what he wants to do.
Wow.
So
wow.
I just wanted to finish the associates, and my brother took him to Ireland. So I know my other brother was happy about that, and that was nice. They had a good birthday gift.
Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to knock us off now.
Good night, everybody. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Now, eat your dinner, Nicole. Love you, Nicole.
Love you too, Cindy.
Bye.
Talk soon.
Bye. Bye.